As we get still, let's think of those very loving words. Consider the lilies of the field. Which is to say, consider that you call nature. Be aware of its natural unfoldment. The beautiful sequence of expression, of multiplication, of abundance. And so let's begin at the beginning. Think of a seed or a bulb or an acorn. We know it doesn't have the intelligence to make a decision. But what would happen if that seed or that bulb or that acorn could decide, could feel the fear of change? What would happen? It would just stay the same. Stagnate. To express, it has to be willing to break its shell. Let go of this pattern that it is in at the moment. Launch out. And then what happens? As it breaks the shell and begins growing again, because it cannot intellectualize or reason. It doesn't grow and then look around and say, well, I'm a tulip. Let me look out there at the world of tulips. Let's see what's in this season. Or I'm an acorn. I wonder what the oak trees are doing. I can get my pattern from one of the successful ones. It sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? But that master teacher did say, consider them. What happens to the seed, to the acorn? It is as if it is centered on itself. Is not aware that there's ever been another one like it. And just gives way to its own individual original pattern. And what comes forth? A tree whose every leaf has an original design. A flower like unlike any other flower of its kind. And vegetables and fruit, the same pattern. The same natural unfoldment. And then what happens at this time of year? This season that we call the time of the harvest. What happened to that one seed? How many fruits, how many vegetables have come from it? And if that isn't enough of an expansion, then within each fruit, within each vegetable, within each flower, how many seeds are there? All part of growth, of expansion, and all happened because the seed was willing to change. What about you? What about me? What about that seed that is within each one of us? That spiritual seed that constantly needs to unfold, to stretch out, to express. What about that flow of creativity that has one intent? To manifest, to multiply, to grow and expand. We're different than those other seeds. We have an intellect. We have the privilege of saying yes or no. Yes, we have the privilege of deciding. But can you feel right now, even for just these few moments of imagining? And remember, imaging is one of the most creative energies in our universe. So imagine or image a spiritual seed, a spiritual idea that is you, living forever in the soil of infinite mind. Its pattern unique, its intent to unfold, its nature to expand, its awareness without any limitation, and always centered on uniqueness, a divine original. Never looking out there to see what they are doing this year, what is in this year, but knowing only I can be I. The I am that is my core has its own pattern. Right where you are, we're told. Don't run here and there, but right where you are is the wholeness of the universe. Right where you are is the abundance of creativity. Right where you are is the allness of life. Right where you are is the joy of fulfillment. And in that very secret, sacred place that only you can go to, where you can dare to be honest, look and see. Have you allowed a shell to grow around your pattern? A shell, perhaps, that's made up of fear, a feeling of insecurity. Maybe a little lethargy. This is not a guilt trip. It's a desire to turn on the light. It's coming to that place where you know for yourself, I cannot stand still any longer. I need to give way to the energy that is me. I need to listen to that still small voice that only I can listen to. And right where I am, I have to stretch. And each one of us knows the feeling of stretching physically, of releasing tension. Imagine yourself stretching spiritually. Isn't that what is meant when we're told to let your light shine? Don't hold it under a bushel, just stretch. Now look again at that seed. What happens? What happens when you take away the bushel of that shell? What happens to your own awareness of self? What happens to your self-image? Your self-awareness? Yes, your self-respect. And what do you feel right now? How do you feel? In tune, receptive, full of gratitude, aware of the harvest of all the years up till now, but knowing that this is not when we stop, but every harvest is a brand new beginning, a time of expansion, time of new growth. Consider the lilies in the field of your own garden, your own inner garden, the flowers in your consciousness, the abundance that is your reality, and the creative love that is you that must create, that must be active. It must move through you. Do you feel that perhaps this is one of the richest moments? Savor it. Appreciate it. But don't build another shell around it. Know that it must expand. That you must grow out of this richness, out of this abundance, out of this fullness. In the stillness of your own being, hear the movement of ideas as words if you need to, but let these words become alive in you as you consider. Consider the multiple seeds of your reality, the ideas, the inspiration, the guidance, the encouragement, the inner security, the divine dissatisfaction that is grateful but never satisfied, because always there is more. And more, and more, and always it is you, now, this day, this moment. So much to give way to. But you are part of an expansive universe. Be willing to expand. You are part of an expressive universe. Be ready to express. And you are created out of a universe of love. Say yes to it. So even as we accept the harvest, we see beyond it. And we see that within it there are the multiple seeds of another new beginning. A beautiful declaration that life is eternal. Is full of love. Even as we are aware that truly our cup runneth over, we joyously say yes. So be it.